The question was asked, why does the Torah name places throughout the desert? Who would know in the long run where those places were? Why was it so important? This happened in this place, so they called it this. And in Bichlal, we're going to reach Parshas Maaseh. The Torah starts telling you they travel from here to there, and there to here, and here to there, and there to here. You have all these journeys. For what? What difference does it make? It's all over. We're gone. We're not in the desert. Who's visiting those places anymore? What are the points the Torah is making by denoting the places we visited? Rambam writes a very, very important concept. And in this concept, Rambam even alludes to another concept. The first thing Rambam writes is that the places were specifically delineated so that we can go and retrace their steps. This is a way of recognizing or validating that the miracles of the man and the water were real. So that people wouldn't say, oh, the Jews traveled through the desert, but there were oases. They did it, but they did it really in 3 weeks. They took food with them. No, Torah says 40 years. The Torah tells you exactly where they were those 40 years. And you can go check those places, and you will see that 2 million people can't live there. 600,000 people can't live there. There's no natural way that people can live through that desert for 40 years. Now, you'll tell me today we can't. But for plenty of centuries after we entered Israel, they could. They knew where those places were.
The destruction of the Second Temple. I'm saying how
that's long enough.
Long enough, but I'm saying it's not in Israel. It has no...
Fine, but the point is very important. The point is, you've just taken the miracles of the desert and you've extended their validity by over a millennium. So that's point number one. Point number two, the Rambam alludes to. The Rambam says a sentence, something to the effect of, and this is perhaps the most wonderful thing, the most amazing miracle. And that line in Rambam struck me. Because I have a lot of questions about Sinai and the great revelation at Sinai. There are a lot of things that I don't understand about what we learn about the great revelation. And that is one major miracle, which, according to Rambam, is central to proving the truth of Torah. So it always bothered me that that central miracle, I have so many questions about. But Rambam says, 40 years in the desert, man falling every day, and on Shabbos not, water in a miraculous way appears everywhere they go. And where they go, the water comes. And where they don't go, the water doesn't come. And you have a miracle that lasts for 40 years, and you have over 500,000 people seeing that miracle. You have food falling from heaven every day, and on Friday, a double portion, and on Shabbos, no portion. Again, you want to play a trick? You can do a trick for a day. You can do a trick for a week. You can maybe do a trick for a month on 500,000 people. 40 years? No, I don't think you could do such a trick. What camels are bringing you all this food for 500,000 people wherever you go? So in that sense, this miracle is far more impressive than the other miracles.
Like about, they say about the kibbutz Galiot, that's bigger than the Yitzhak Mitzrayim.
Maybe. I'm just saying it's in terms of validating the miracles that Hashem does on behalf of the Jewish people, the story of the travels of the desert, the idea that for a very long time this was already written in the Torah and the Jews could have checked it out and anyone could have traveled there and it was validated, that gives a tremendous validity to the miracles recorded in the Torah. And that's where I think the Rambam's second point that he alludes to, the greatness of this miracle, the greatness specifically because of the numbers and the locations, that I think makes it a very important point in the validation of the miracles of the Torah.